KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 77. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, July 3rd. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust and Ferguson Funeral Home. Lots of sunshine today, high mid to upper 90s. And for Independence Day tomorrow, sunny with a high in the low to mid 90s. Not all bad, not all good. Results of an audit of the books at Chickasha City Hall. Part of today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
A detailed look at the financial situation at Chickasha City Hall gets an above average grade. The Chickasha City Council hearing the results of a lengthy audit of city books at last night's council meeting. That study from about 2012 to 2017. Frank Crawford of the Crawford & Associates accounting firm of Oklahoma City presenting the information at last night's meeting. He said he whittled the 120-page audit down to about a 20-page summary. Overall, Crawford said the city is in fairly good shape. However,
a 6.6, a 6.7 basically means that we're above average, we're above satisfactory as far as financial health and success, but we're not throwing parties, we're not celebrating, because we're one disaster, one major expenditure, one unanticipated emergency away from watching that 6.7 drop below a 5.
About 17 different sectors at Chickasha City Hall were audited. The city got a 0 on a scale of 0 to 10 when it comes to utilities like water and sewer. Other categories that were less than favorable included the level of the unassigned general fund balance, capital asset condition, sales tax growth, and revenue dispersion. The city did get a 10 in several categories, including rainy day funds, asset to debt, ability to pay employees and vendors on time, short-term cash position, and property tax per capita. In that last category, the city had no outstanding general obligation bonds as of 2017, so no property taxes in effect when it comes to rainy day funds. An update to a story we aired last week about a shooting in Apache. One person's been arrested for allegedly shooting his father, and his father is fighting for his life today. 41-year-old Travis Martin Keene in custody in connection with a shooting that occurred at an Apache home last Thursday. The Lawton Constitution reporting Keene shot his father in the chest, then also shot himself in his foot. Keene charged in Caddo County District Court with felony counts of assault and battery with a deadly weapon and having a firearm after a felony conviction. He's also been charged with a misdemeanor count of resisting police. It's been almost 2 years to the day that Keene pleaded no contest to assaulting an Apache police officer. That stemmed from an incident that occurred back in September of 2014. Keene sentenced to 5 years and served 1 year in the county jail. He's being held in the Caddo County Jail on a $1 million bond. His father, Raymond Felton Keene, in critical condition in an Oklahoma City hospital. It's not clear what prompted the shooting. Cool news time, 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. More news coming right up.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
We have another cool news follow-up today regarding the man arrested last week following a manhunt in the western part of Grady County. 22-year-old Angel Jimenez of Anadarko has been formally charged in Grady County District Court with drug trafficking, intent to distribute drugs, and having a firearm while on probation. Jimenez was a passenger in a vehicle that was pulled over on a traffic stop near Verdon last Thursday evening. He fled the area on foot, and that led to a 7-hour manhunt by more than a dozen law enforcement officers. He was eventually arrested about a mile from where the traffic stop occurred. That was about 2 o'clock Friday morning. Jimenez remains in the Grady County Jail pending a $50,000 bond. a friendly but important competition today among local first responders, a Boots and Badges blood drive to be held this afternoon. Firefighters and law enforcement and their supporters urged to roll up their sleeves. Donors will be asked which group they want to get credit for the donation. Now, donors will get two T-shirts today at the blood drive, along with tickets to an Oklahoma City Dodgers baseball game and the Oklahoma Science Museum. In addition to the blood drive, individuals and businesses asked to donate bottled water to help the responders stay hydrated when they're on the scene. The Grady County Sheriff's Office will have its Humvee on site, so officials are asking to fill the Hummer with water. USW officials locally have donated the first 20 cases of water. That's all going on this afternoon at Chickasha's First Baptist Church at 4th and Colorado, 1 to 6. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange at $73.94 a barrel. London-based Brent crude down to $77.30. Natural gas, $2.86 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,247 and silver just under $16 to $15.99. Obituaries today include 86-year-old Louise Underwood, formerly of Chickasha. Graveside service will be at 2:30 Thursday afternoon at the Marlowe Cemetery. Arrangements are with McCray Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, mid to upper 90s for this afternoon. For tomorrow, Independence Day, sunshine, mid-90s for the high. Right now, it's fair and 78 after a morning low of 72. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Galleria Furniture announced a new queen-size mattress with adjustable base bed for only $499. A new sofa love seat combination for only $499. Financing available, including no interest and no credit check. Galleria, 3420 South 4th Street.
In sports, a junior college transfer coming in to play for the USAO women's basketball team this coming year. Caitlin Hodgins of Holdenville signed a letter of intent to play with the Drovers. She played at Northern Oklahoma College in Tonkawa. The 5'6 guard averaged 6.5 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists per game, and it shot 40% from beyond the arc. T-ball teams from Blanchard, Tuttle, Lindsay, and Elgin all in the OK Kids State Baseball Tournament that starts this week in Sallisaw. In one bracket, the Tuttle Rangers to face the Latta Panthers, while the Lindsay Hitmen will take on the Elgin Graphite. In the other bracket, the Blanchard Blitz facing the Ada Navy Seals in first-round games. OK Kids Regionals getting underway this week for Midgets, Peewees, and Coach Pitch. Elgin hosting a Midget Regional with a team from Tuttle playing there. Peewee teams from Chickasha and Tuttle are playing in a regional at Kingfisher. Blanchard is hosting a Peewee regional with teams from Anadarko, Fort Cobb, Blanchard, and Lindsay in the mix. In a Peewee regional at Stroud, there are teams from Blanchard and Tuttle. Lindsay is hosting a Coach Pitch regional with teams from Alec, Dibble, Blanchard, and Tuttle. And in a Coach Pitch regional at Weatherford are teams from Tuttle and Sterling. The Oklahoma City Dodgers did not get to play in New Orleans last night. The contest rained out. It will be made up as part of a doubleheader at the Bricktown Ballpark when the Baby Cakes come to Oklahoma City later this month. The two teams are scheduled to wrap up their series this evening in New Orleans, and then the Dodgers will be home for a 4th of July night game with Round Rock tomorrow night. Our Cool News, Weather, and Sports today brought to you by Ferguson Funeral Home and the First National Bank and Trust.